牧师。
Today's sermon title is Truth or Consequence. Now we commit time to Reverend Countryman.
Well, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. It's good to be with you once again.
弟兄姐妹们平安，很高兴能再次的和大家一起见面。
Today, I want to interrupt my sermon series, Alive, to address an issue of concern for me as a pastor.
今天我想跟大家一起这个，我先停下我们这个，我们以前所做的这个，讲道系列，就是活着。今天我想作为一个牧师，想跟大家分享一个不同的话题。
Part of the role of a pastor, in addition to leading and feeding the church, is also to protect believers.
作为牧师不光是要带领这个或者是喂养这个会众，他的这个任务也是去保护。这些牧羊牧羊。
Recently, I've had contact with several people who are being recruited by cults.
最近我知道一些人他们被一些这个异端的人叫去。
So today, out of concern for you and for your protection, I want to share a biblical message about the dangers of false teaching and cults.
所以今天是出于这个关心，也是为了保护，我想跟大家讲一下这个怎么去有关这个异端或者是假的这个教师的问题。
Let me continue with a word of prayer.
让我们一起从祷告开始。
Father, we thank you for this chance to gather virtually here this afternoon.
父神呢，我们感谢你，今天我们能够在网上这个一起聚会。
Lord, I pray that you would speak to us now through your word.
我们期盼着你能用你的话语跟我们说话。
I ask humbly that my thoughts would be yours and my words would be yours.
我虔诚的向你祈祷我的心属于你，我的这个所有的话语也都属于你。
And that your word would encourage us, but also admonish us.
你的话会鼓励我们也会喂养我们。
Lord, we ask that this message would help us to be more aware of the schemes of the devil.
我们求你让今天的这个正道能够帮助我们去警醒那些这个魔鬼的这个诡计。
But also challenge us to live steadfast lives as those who love you and follow you.
也鼓励那些在你的儿女能够坚守真道。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Amen. When I was a child, there was a popular television game show. It was called Truth or Consequences. And on this television game, oh, I'm sorry.
在这个，我以前看到一个电视的一个节目是一个游戏，它的这个节目的名字就叫真理或者后果。
On this game show, contestants had to truthfully answer an obscure question.
在这个节目里头，每一个这个参加者都要真实的来告诉回答这些问题。
And if they failed to answer truthfully, which usually happened,
如果他们这个不能这个真实的来回答，通常都不是这些都不会发生。
they had to face the consequences by performing some crazy, embarrassing stunt.
那他们如果是这样的话，那他们就会被要求去做一些很 很不平常的一些表演。
This was all very funny and entertaining.
当然这个节目是有趣，也好，也搞笑。
But in real life, the consequences of missing the truth can be tragic.
但是在我们的实际生活中，如果我们远离真理，那这个结果会是非常的严重。
Faith in a lie will always cause serious consequences.
那如果我们的信心偏离了真理，那我们的生活就会遇到很大的麻烦。
That's why the Apostle John, in his epistles, warns his disciples, his spiritual children, to be aware of false teaching and stay faithful to the truth.
这就是使徒约翰在他的书信中警告这个教会要明白这些假教师的他们的这个教导。
Here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, we see that this is all the more urgent because it is the last hour and many antichrists have already come.
这就是说在约翰福音，约翰一书的这个二章，第十八节里头讲的特别紧急的情况，因为这里用的是这个末时。
Now, both of these expressions need some further explanation.
那这两个这个俗语需要一点点解释。
The phrase last hour or last times or end times in the New Testament speaks of the new age that began with the first coming of Jesus Christ.
这个关于 这个末时，英文有好几个词语，那都是在圣经里头是说，在耶稣基督第一次来的时候就开始。The
end times, the last hour, refer to the entire period between the first and second comings of Jesus Christ.
这个末时是指耶稣从第一次来到他第二次再来的这个整段时间内。
Sometimes a well-meaning believer will come to me and say, Pastor, don't you think we're living in the end times?
有的时候有些基督徒会问我，牧师，你知道现在我们是不是在这个末时，活在末时的时代？
And I say, yes, absolutely. And we have been since the first coming of Jesus.
那我就会告诉他们，是，我们是从
So the term last hour describes the kind of time in which we live.
所以这个末世是来描述我们今天所处在的时代是如何。
It's talking about the critical time in which we live rather than a specific duration of time.
是说我们这个在这个时候的紧急的状态，而不是说这段时间本身。The
last hour began back in the New Testament times, but has been growing in intensity ever since.
这个末世从耶稣来的时候就开始，但是一直在急剧的在增加。
The second term, Antichrist, is only used by the Apostle John in the Bible.
第二个术语，也就是敌基督，这个只是在约翰，使徒约翰在他的书信里头出现。And
it's only found here in 1 John and also in 2 John.
也只是在约翰一书和二书中出现过。Now
this word describes two things.
这个名词啊， 有两个意思。
First, it describes those who deny Christ and oppose the gospel.
首先他表示这些敌基督是反对基督，而且呢反对福音。
But it also describes counterfeit messiahs,
它也有另外一个意思，也就是是一个假的、假冒的，这个基督。
Antichrists who substitute false teaching for the realities found in Jesus Christ.
那这个敌基督是用假基督的形式来反对基督。
And John emphasizes this by saying many antichrists have already come.
约翰在这里强调，很多敌基督已经出现了。
So it shouldn't surprise us to find many counterfeit cults and deceptive false teachers in the world today.
所以今天如果出现这些假的教师，来这个假冒基督的真理，你不会觉得很奇怪。
To summarize, we as believers are living in a critical time and must therefore beware of the deceptions of the devil.
总结一下，那今天我们处在这个世界是非常关键的。我们有这个有面临着这各种各样的欺骗的危险。
Now, with this background, let's look next at some of the specific warning signs of a counterfeit Christianity.
那今天我们就要看一下这些有关这些假敌基督的这个症状。
The first one we see is found in verse 19.
我们首先看到是这个第19节，这是对假基督基督徒的警告。
They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out, that it might become plain that they all are not of us.
这里说是他们从我们中间出去，却不是属于我们的。若是属我们的，就必仍旧在我们中同在。他们出去，显明不是属于我们的。
One of the first clear signs of counterfeit Christianity is that people separate themselves from the church.
这个假冒基督教的这个第一个特征，也就是说，他们是从我们中间出去，但是不属于我们。
They separate themselves from a body of believers that holds to the Word of God.
他是从这个，从这个教会，也就属于基督里头，是分别出去的。
Now, I realize people may leave one church to attend another for many good reasons.
我意识到，一些人从一个教会，会因一些不同的原因到另外一家教会去。
That's not what I'm talking about.
这不是我想说的。
Cults, on the other hand, will always encourage people to break ties with true Christian fellowships and follow their own leaders and teachings.
异端总是这个鼓励基督徒从这个真的这个教会里头分出去，而且去遵循他们的异端的教导。
They demand exclusivity and teach people that they can only find true salvation through them and their teachings.
这些假的教师也鼓励这些信徒出去，而且呢，也鼓励他们去接受这些假的只有从他们身上才能得到真的这个真的教导。
And eventually, cults will also isolate people from their spouses, their families, and their friends so they can exercise complete control over them.
那异端最后，还是要把这些人从他们的家庭、从他们的夫妻关系，还有他们的朋友中分出来，这样呢，他们可以专门的来对他们进行教导。
So this is the first warning. There's a departure from fellowship.
那这个就是第一个警告，也就是他们会从这个教会中分裂出去。
The second warning comes in verses 20 to 21, and it's a devotion to false teaching.
第二个警告，那么就是这个我们在20到21节，也就是说这些这些异端的教导就会叫大家热衷于虚假的教导。
Cults, false teachers tend to emphasize doctrines, teaching, and knowledge outside of the Bible.
其异端或者假教师，他们总是这个用假的这个假的这个圣经的，就或者说偏离了真理的教导。
They will often argue that their teachings are necessary to properly interpret and understand the Bible.
这些人总是强调，只有通过他们才会能真正明白圣经。
They often claim to have a special anointing from God, special prophetic words that gives them unique insight into the scriptures.
他们总是有的会说，他们有一种特别的能力，是从这个神那里高给他们的。他们也有一些特别的这个词语，或者是一种单独一种独一的方法来接受神的启示。
And not surprisingly, many of these groups will focus on the book of Revelation.
所以并不是很奇怪他们很多人都会在这个启示录里头花很多功夫。
But interpret it in a way that focuses on their group and their counterfeit messianic leaders rather than Christ.
但是也不奇怪，就是他们会把重点放在他们所说的那些那一群里头而这些是都是假冒基督的。
This leads us to a third warning that we find here in our passage, and that is that cults deny faith in Jesus Christ.
这就是下面我们就会说第三个这个警告，那这也就是说他们否认耶稣基督的真道。
We see this in verses 22 to 23.
那这是在这个22节到23节。
Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also.
谁是说谎？他说谎话的呢？不是从那不认耶稣为基督的吗？不认父与子的，这就是敌基督的。凡不认子的，就没有父；认子的，连父都有了。
Brothers and sisters, the key question for any Christian group is this: Who is Jesus Christ?
所以这个判断这个假的是一个是判断假的一个标准，就是是不是认识耶稣基督的真正身份。
Is he just a prophet, a teacher, a good moral example?
他仅仅是一个先知，是一个老师，还是一个道德上非常良好的一个人呢？
Or is he the Messiah, the Son of God, the Savior who has come in the flesh?
或者是他确实是弥赛亚，是这个神的儿子是这个是我们的救主呢？
The false teaching of cults will inevitably lead to a denial of Jesus Christ.
那这个假的教导都是要否认耶稣基督的真道。
That's why the Apostle John in chapter 4, verse 1, the memory verse, says, Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world.
这就是在我们这个今天所读的经文里头约翰福音约翰一书4章1节所讲的。
And how do we test the spirits?
我们怎么才能这个验证这个圣灵呢？
We test them by whether they confess or deny that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come in the flesh.
我们从这个话中能看到他们是不是否认耶稣基督是道成肉身的真理。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
那我们到这个第四章。
And look first at verses 2 to 3.
我们看第二节和第三节。
By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already.
那灵就是出于神，凡是不承认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，那灵就不是出于神，而是敌基督者的灵。你们听过他要来，现在他已经在世上。
And now verse 15 of the same chapter, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God.
那第15节也是在第四章里头说，凡承认耶稣是神的儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。This
is the line of demarcation between true believers and antichrists. It's what they say about Jesus Christ.
也就是说，我们判断真的还是假的，就是看怎么去看这个耶稣基督的真。
Either we confess him as Messiah and the incarnate Son of God, or we deny him.
或者是我们承认耶稣基督是道成肉身的救主，或者是否认。
False teachers depart from fellowship.
假的教师要我们脱离团契。
They devote themselves to false teaching.
他们热衷于虚假的教导。
They deny faith in Jesus Christ.
他们否认耶稣基督的真道。
And finally, in verse 26 of chapter 2, we see that they deceive the faithful.
最后我们看这个在这个第26节。 他们对那些基督徒，他们是有欺骗。It's
interesting to note that cults rarely try to lead unbelievers to their false teaching.
这很奇怪，这些异端呢，很少去引诱那些还没信的人。Instead,
they typically try to seduce people who are believers and attend churches.
也就是说，大部分时候他们是要在已经信的人身上动工，他们要去来欺骗这些信徒。The
Apostle Paul warned that this would happen in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1.
那这个约翰使徒约翰在这个四章一节，约翰一书的四章一节，专门警告这些。
Where he says, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons.
这个四章一节这里说，圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Brothers and sisters, Satan is a counterfeiter who deceives by imitating a genuine work of God.
弟兄姐妹，这个敌基督呢，假教师，他们是来欺骗，用这个假冒的基督教来欺骗我们，他们这个就是模仿教会的这个做法。
So the false teaching of cults is not usually apparent at first.
所以这些假的在这个一开始并不是很明显。
In fact, these groups often appear to promote good biblical teaching and a godly lifestyle.
实际上他们总是以这个啊，以鼓励大家这个要服从圣经而已开始出现的。
I call this the swirl effect.
我称为这是一个这是一个螺旋性的这个一个表现。
On the outside, the teachings and ways of a cult can look good.
这个在表面看他们的教导是很好的。
But as you get drawn deeper into the vortex, you begin to see what they are really all about.
但是你慢慢的进入的时候，你就会发现他们的真实的内容。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is blatant deception.
弟兄姐妹们啊，这是一个啊非常真实的一个欺骗的行为。
So I've tried to summarize what we see in these verses by putting together a list of 7 ways to recognize the difference between a true Christian fellowship and a cult.
我试图要把这上面所讲的这各种各样的欺骗方法来总结一下。这里我总结了总共识别异端的七种方法。
The first way we can recognize a cult is what we just talked about, deceptive recruitment tactics.
那第一个办法就是他们要迷惑人要人去加入他们的各种策略。
Second, they...often utilize intimidation and fear and isolation.
那第二个方法就是他们会使用胁迫或者恐吓隔离的方法。
They do this as a way of controlling people.
他们用这个方法来控制人。
It's not uncommon that in a cult, someone will be assigned an advisor or a mentor who usually has the job of keeping them in the cult.
所以有些这个异端的教导他会给人分配一个专门教导他的一个人那这个意思也让他去和人分开。
There's an emphasis on special doctrines outside of scripture.
他们也强调圣经以外的一些特殊的教义。
Often they seek inappropriate loyalty to their leaders.
那很多情况下他们寻求对这些他们所谓的这个带领人的要他们不服从他们教会的领导。
And in some cases, these leaders become antichrist, counterfeit messiahs.
那这有的时候这些这个领导带领者他们会成为假的信徒。
They dishonor the family unit,often trying to break families apart.
这些他们也有不尊重家庭单位会把家庭搞得淋漓自散的。
Six, they cross biblical boundaries of behavior.
那第六个就是他们有时候会越过圣经教导的行为规范。
Particularly in the area of sexuality and finances, and sometimes...It moves into illegal actions.
这个特别是在这个关于婚姻方面，关于男女关系，还有这个这个财政方面，通常会给带领这些人会犯律法犯法律的罪。
And finally, as we've noted already, there's a separation from the church from a true body of believers.
最后就是我们已经看到我们说到他鼓励这些人去脱离教会。
Now, brothers and sisters, taking these warnings to heart, let's now consider some of the positive assurances and the wisdom that we find in our passage.
刚才我们谈到这些警告，那现在我们从正面的方面来看， 我们从这里从这个书信里头能看到一些鼓励。
We find a number of words of wisdom for us as confident Christians.
那这里我们看到一些描述关于一些信心坚固的基督徒他们的智慧。
I'm told that one of the ways bank tellers are trained to detect counterfeit money is by handling real bills.
我知道就是银行里头这些工作人员他们在辨别假钞的时候其实一个正确的方法是教他们怎么认识真的这个真的钞票。
They become so familiar with the real thing that they can detect a counterfeit when it passes through their hands.
这些人如果他们对真的这个钞票有足够多的接触，当他们遇到这些假的，他们很容易就会判断出来。
Likewise, the more familiar we become with the truth, the easier it is to recognize counterfeit Christianity.
同样的，如果我们要去辨别这些假的教导，我们就要知道真的这个教导。
Our best protection against cults and false teaching is a healthy relationship with Jesus Christ and his people.
这样我们去能够避免这个异端的这个教导或者是引导。我们应该有一个正确的关系和基督或者是和其他信徒的一个健康的关系。
Now the key to this in our passage is found in the word abide.
那这里有个关键词，也就是说这个是委身或者是住在。
It's used at least 5 times in the verses that we've read.
在这段经文这个字委身这个字出现了至少五次。
And the word abide means to dwell or to rest in, to stay, to remain.
那这个委身它的意思就是刚才我们所说的住在。
And the first positive word of wisdom is to us is that we are to abide in Christian fellowship.
所以第一个正面的就是我们要委身于我们的基督各种各样的团契。
Brothers and sisters, all of us need to be in regular fellowship with other believers.
弟兄姐妹们我们每个基督徒都要委身于某一个团契里。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, and read verses 23 to 25.
让我们打开希伯来书，我们看第十章23-25节。
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
希伯来书的十章23-25节这样说，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Our fellowship together with other believers keeps us confident in our hope.
我们和这个其他基督徒的这个接触，让我们能够坚守我们的真理。
It provides the opportunity to practice obedience, love, and good works.
这让鼓励我们能够顺服能够彼此相爱，也能够做各样的善事。
And it results in mutual encouragement.
那它会带来的就是互相的鼓励。
This has been one of the real challenges for churches over the past year and a half.
这对于刚刚过去的一年多，这是一个非常大的一个挑战。
Like you, I'm thankful for Zoom.
就像大家一样，我也其实很欣赏很这个很喜欢在网上聚会。
But it's no replacement for actual FaceTime.
但这并不意味着它会取代我们这个个人的我们真正的相聚的机会。
I may be speaking out of turn here, but I'm going to go out on a limb and encourage you as a church to start meeting together in person just as soon as you possibly can.
我在这里鼓励大家，如果有机会的话，我们还是应该回到实体教会跟大家一起敬拜。
We need to be in regular fellowship with other believers.
我们应当恢复到正式的正常情况下和基督徒们一起有团契的活动。
The second word is to abide in your anointing.
第二个就是委身于你的恩膏。
We see this both in verse 20 and in verse 27.
我们在二十节和二十七节都看到这个字，恩膏。
Verse 20 says that we have all been anointed by the Holy One.
二十节，我们这里看到是
This anointing is that of the Holy Spirit who all believers receive when they are saved.
这个就是从这个我们得救时候得来的这个恩膏。
In John chapter 14, verse 26, and there are other verses as well in John chapters 14, 15, and 16, Jesus speaks about the Holy Spirit.
那在这个约翰福音的14章26节其实还有这个14章的1715章的26节16章的13节这都有这个经文来解释这个就是这个恩膏是怎么回事。
And in chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus says, The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you.
约翰福音的14章的26节就告诉我们说，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Brothers and sisters, we don't need some anointed leader.
弟兄姐妹们，我们并不需要这个受膏的一些领导者。
We don't need special teaching or a special interpretation to understand the Bible.
我们不需要特别的教导来明白圣经。
Because we have each been anointed with the Holy Spirit who's been given to guide and instruct us.
因为我们因着圣灵他把一切的事情交给我们，所以我们能够明白圣经。
That's why in verse 27, 1 John 2, 27, we read this, But the anointing that you received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about everything, and is true, and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him.
这就是约翰一书二章二十七节告诉我们，你们既然在你们的里面有主灵受的膏抹，就不需要别人教导你们，因为在一切事上有主的膏抹教导你们，这膏抹是真的，不是假的，你们应该按照他所教导的住在他里面。
Next, we see that we are to abide in the truth, verses 21 and 24.
下一个就是我们要委身于真理。
Verse 24 says, let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father.
24节说,至于你们总要把起初所听见的存记在我,你们心里,你们若把起初所听见的存记心里,你们也就住在子和父里面了。
We're encouraged here to continue in the truth of God's word, the gospel of salvation.
所以我们鼓励要委身于真理,要委身于我们所听到的福音。
To continue reading and meditating and obeying God's word.
所以要连续不断的这个读圣经, 来思考圣经,并且遵守圣经里所教导。
You know, we read something similar in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15.
我们在这个提摩太后书三章里头,我们读到一些相同的真理。
The Apostle Paul, writing to his son in the faith, a young pastor called Timothy.
那里讲到一个年轻的这个牧师, 他的名字就叫提摩太。
Says, as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
所以说,但你所学习的,所确信的要存在心里,因为你知道是跟谁学的,并且知道你从小明白圣经,这圣经能使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
Brothers and sisters, when God's word abides in us, then we will dwell and rest in our salvation in Christ.
弟兄姐妹,
and this leads to the final word of wisdom here, and that is to abide in Christ.
最后我们看,委身于基督。
In my experience as a pastor, most believers who go astray do so because they no longer have a vibrant relationship with Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们,我知道就是很多基督徒在教会里头迷失,就是因为他们和基督的关系不再正常。
Christ is no longer central in their lives.
在他们的心中, 这基督不再占于中心的位置。
They've built their faith upon some other foundation.
他们这个把希望寄托于基督之外的一些事情上。
A theology or some prophetic teaching.
可以是其他人的一些教导。
Certain religious rituals or a particular lifestyle.
或者是一种其他宗教的一种仪式,或者是一些生活方式。
Those things become central instead of the person of Jesus Christ.
这些事情成为他们心中占据中心的位置,而不是耶稣基督。
And then superficial and secondary concerns take over, and the counterfeit begins to look appealing.
那么当这些东西占据他们心里的时候,那些假冒的基督教的这个教导就会开始显示。
Not because it's good, but because Christians have lost their mooring, the centrality of Christ.
不是因为这些实践是好的,而是因为
Brothers and sisters, abide in Christ.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们要委身于基督,
dwell in him.
我们要住在他里面,
rest in him.
我们安息在他里面,
find satisfaction in your relationship with Jesus.
我们在这个跟耶稣基督的关系里头得到满足,
because it's your relationship to Jesus and Jesus alone that leads to your salvation and the promise of eternal life.
这是因为我们跟耶稣基督，而且仅仅是因为跟耶稣基督的关系，才让我们有盼望，我们能得到救恩。
So let me encourage you, abide, stay in Christian fellowship.
所以我鼓励大家，我们要委身在基督教里的。
Abide, rest in your anointing.
我们要委身我们所受的恩膏。
Abide, remain, continue in the truth.
我们要委身于我们，继续的，不断的委身于真理。
And finally, abide, dwell in Jesus Christ.
最后我们委身，要住在这耶稣基督里。
John ends this section of 1 John with the verse that you see on the screen, verse 28.
约翰一书的这个二章这个一，我们所看到这个这段经文，也就是二章二十八节。
And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming.
小子们呐，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在我面前也不至于惭愧。Amen. Amen.